SUNY trustees have voted to split the University of Albany and the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering to create the system's 65th SUNY campus. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the founder of the college says the move will save SUNY money and help bring high-tech jobs to New York State.
Plans are to have the new specialized college up and running for the 2014-2015 academic year. Elaine Calleros is the school's CEO.
What the governor and the chancellor wanted out of this is have the MIT or the Stanford of SUNY, a state-of-the-art scholarly excellence hub at an affordable tuition.
Up to now, Calleros says the school's been able to attract millions of dollars in grants for researchers doing cutting-edge work, proof of its success. The move to create SUNY's 65th campus does have some detractors. Trustees who voted against the move had concerns ranging from what they said was a subpar report that explained why the move was necessary to concerns about increased costs. Calleros dismisses both, adding that the move will actually save money by streamlining administrative costs.
When CNSC now becomes its own entity, we're going to consolidate all those management functions. And so there's going to be a reduction in the cost of doing business of about 20-25%.
Calleros says the new school would easily fit in with the state's new Startup New York program, which offers tax breaks for new businesses in the vicinity of a SUNY campus. In Syracuse this week, he spoke with upstate medical university officials to look at possible collaborations with a new school in the future. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
The SUNY Student Assembly has also spoken out against the new campus, saying it could affect opportunities for students at the University of Albany.